Howdy, folks. Doug McBurney here. The Bob Enyart Live Telethon is on again. We need $30,000 to keep Bob Enyart broadcasting for another year, so I'm asking you to help us. Give us a call right now at 800-8-ENYART. That's 800-836-9278. Or go to the kgov.com website. Click on the store. Look at the subscriptions. Take a look at all the wonderful products. Sign up for a subscription to Bob's Bible Study, the sermons from Denver Bible Church, or the Best of Bob, and get a free Bob Enyart topical video as our gift to you. Donate $100 or more, get a free video. Donate $200 or sign up for two subscriptions and get two of Bob's topical videos free, our gift to you for helping Bob Enyart stay on the air for another year. We picked the shortest month of the year, February, so we're already running out of time. So pick up the phone now. Call 800-836-9278 or go to kgov.com to make a donation, purchase a product, or sign up for a subscription today.
One warning is truth of ahead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with the weekend.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob Enyart Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Today we want to talk about four things. Pro-lifers hit back in the face of a federal judge's order that no more undercover abortion videos be released. David DeLeiden has done it again and released yet another stunning undercover abortion video with employees of the National Abortion Federation. We got to get to that. We have an upcoming interview a week from Friday on our science show with the inventor of the MRI, Dr. Raymond Damadian. And this is a shocking controversy. It involves, wow, General Electric paying a $128 million penalty to Dr. Raymond Damadian for violating his patent for discovering, for inventing the MRI. Then we have, I think, a vindication of 20 years of effort on Bob Enyart Live to warn parents that the whole recycling obsession is actually the promotion of an alternative system of values. And now a major study showing teens, the vast majority think that it's always wrong to not recycle, but the vast majority think it's not always wrong or never wrong to access pornography. Stunning. And then a Dr. Dobson. Well, I have been copied on an email thread to various pro-life leaders, including Dr. Dobson. And one of those on that thread is best-selling author and friend of Bob Enyart Live, Greg Jackson. So to help us talk about all four of these issues, we have Greg Jackson, author of 40 Things to Teach Your Children Before You Die. Greg Jackson, welcome back to Bob Enyart Live.
Well, it's not the same as being in studio, which is always a treat, Bob, but this will have to do.
Yeah.
Good to be on the show with you.
Thank you, Greg. These issues are so important. You remember a few weeks ago that another court indicted not Planned Parenthood, but the undercover pro-life journalist, the Center for Medical Progress, CMP, and David DeLeiden, indicted them for their astounding and heroic undercover reporting. They were indicted, not Planned Parenthood.
Yeah. Woe to those who call good evil and evil good. I mean, everything is upside down.
Yeah.
One would think that those who were procuring and selling baby body parts, which is, by the way, an obvious violation of federal law, would be indicted. But no, it's those who tried to expose their evil deeds who are the bad guys in this scenario. And it just goes to show you that these are the types of fruits of an evil nation who long ago rejected the one true God.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, Greg, then on Friday, aside from David DeLeiden being indicted in a state court by a prosecutor who's, what is the connection? You know, here in Denver years ago, we had many trials in the Denver County, city and county building with pro-life activists, and I was among them. They still go on to this very day, but they were happening by the dozens per year back 20 years ago. And the Chief Justice of the Denver County court system, his wife was on the board of Planned Parenthood. And at the time, we pointed out that this was their strategy. They did it all over the country, that they hire and they give cushy jobs and salaries for do-nothing board members, the wives of prosecutors, the husbands of judges. They've done this all over the country. And it's also true in this case where CMP was indicted for their heroic undercover journalism.
Yeah, it's absolutely tragic that this is where we are in this country. But
yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, Bob, remember when the first video came out, which should have been enough. I don't know how many we're up to now. But when the first video came out, which was disturbing enough for anybody that had the courage to actually look at the video.
Sure, and they went viral. Millions of people have seen these videos.
Viral.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're without excuse. But what should have happened was that there should have been, from the church, the body of Jesus Christ around the nation should have been up in arms. They
yeah.
should have been demanding that Planned Parenthood be shut down.
Of course. But
there's been virtually a peep from nationally recognized, even the pro-life
yeah.
organizations, many of them, really, you know, they put out a couple of press releases.
Well, they call for
really
defunding. Hey, Greg, that's one
yeah.
thing that CMP and David, that they're not good at. They have squandered the outrage. For
yes,
example, with all the outrage of Planned Parenthood, of course, to sell the baby's body parts, they first kill the baby. And so that's where the outrage should be and needs to
yes.
be. But then on top of that, in such a callous way, they harvest the baby's parts and sell them for profit, which that, thankfully, at least that is against federal law. And so what CMP did, which was a huge mistake as part of their entire effort, they tried to use this outrage to call for defunding of Planned Parenthood. Big mistake. We've been doing
yeah.
that for 30 years. A total failed effort. In fact, Paul Ryan, the Republican alleged pro-life Speaker of the House, said in October of 2015, Planned Parenthood should not get one red cent of tax dollars. He is then made the Speaker of the House, and he supports Barack Obama and the Democrats, and he fully funds, without a fight, he fully funds Planned Parenthood, so much so that Franklin Graham said, I'm no longer a Republican. I step down. I'm giving up my Republican association.
I wonder what took Franklin Graham so long.
Well, that's a good point. But you know, CMP's at it again because on Friday,
yep.
3 days ago, a federal judge in San Francisco ordered, and this is yet another violation of another set of God-given rights, but ordered David DeLeiden to stop releasing these undercover videos. So that order was horrific, but praise God for his courage, because today
yeah.
they just released another dramatic 5-minute video. Dramatic.
Yeah, but unfortunately, Bob, as dramatic as it may be, the question is, what will the response of the church be?
Yeah.
Because what should have happened at the very beginning was for every pro-life Christian in America to say, enough is enough. We've abnegated our duty. It's not enough to defund Planned Parenthood. We're calling for the end of the abortion holocaust in America that
right.
has claimed the lives of 60 million innocent babies that have been murdered in cold blood.
Exactly.
It is now time. We've seen the failed strategy of the pro-life organizations who have made billions of dollars, as you have chronicled thoroughly on your show for years, regulating child murder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, killing the baby on schedule, and as long as it's done on schedule during a certain period of time, under a certain series of rules, then it's okay.
Yeah.
And so what should happen even right now, Bob, and we've been in, you know, communicating with people like Dr. Dobson and others, very high-profile people via email, including some of the presidential candidates. And we've encourage even Mike Huckabee, who before he dropped out of the race was the only one, Bob, who said what needed to be said, which is that as president, I will ignore Roe versus Wade for the unconstitutional abomination that it is. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm paraphrasing. He didn't say this. I'm saying it.
Yeah.
And he will enforce the 5th and 14th Amendments of the United States Constitution.
Yes.
And end the abortion holocaust in America. That's what needs to be done right now. Unfortunately, the church is all but silent in calling for that in one unified voice. Can you imagine if tens of millions, there's 650,000 Christian pastors in America, what if even half of them said what I just said and called for what I'm calling for?
Yeah.
You think the squeaky wheel might get the grease?
Right, of course. And, Greg, I think that you and I should talk through these two strategies that I believe they're both moral, they're both valuable, they're both important, and they could both be accessed simultaneously. One is the enforcement of existing law, and the other is the personhood movement to try to educate millions by getting on statewide ballots personhood to acknowledge that the baby in the womb is a person. So those are two different tactics, two different strategies. The second sort of follows the approach of the Book of Esther and Mordecai in the Bible when the king had said, being wicked, that on a certain day of the year coming up, it would be legal to kill Jews. And so Mordecai, Esther's uncle, could have said, you know, let's take the approach that that is no law at all because it violates God's law. That would be a perfectly valid approach. But he did take a different approach. He said, let's try to pass a countermanding law that says, in fact, you cannot kill Jews on that day with impunity. And they managed to get that law passed. And so the Jewish nation was saved. So it seems like both approaches are tremendous. I love Mike Huckabee's courage. And Greg, I think you are maybe one of a handful, maybe three or four teachers who have taught thousands of pro-lifers that a standard, the standard needs to be, if I want to be the leader of this country, I will pledge to uphold the law and stop the killing of innocent children.
Wow. Well, yeah, thank you for that. I have been, you know, part of a handful. Certainly, I haven't been alone. You provided surround sound, and our friend Doug McBurney and others who are abortion abolitionists have provided surround sound for that type of movement. And I think now it's really been elevated to the standard in many ways. By the way, I would agree with you. I'm for whatever works, as long as it doesn't codify in the law the intentional destruction of even one innocent human person. So,
right.
Of course, I'm in favor of personhood legislation on the state and federal level, as I always have been, and the great work of Personhood USA and Keith Mason and his group. And I'm also in favor of governors abiding by their sworn constitutional oath to enforce the 5th and 14th Amendments of the United States Constitution, which require them explicitly, imperatively, to enforce the God-given right to life for all innocent human persons from conception to natural death. Sadly, Bob, not one governor in the United States of America has abided by his oath. I've come on your show many times and have gone on record as saying John Hickenlooper, every day that goes by, that he's in the governor's mansion and that allows tiny babies to be murdered in cold blood in the state of Colorado is in violation of his oath.
Mm.
As is every other governor of every other state.
Yeah.
At least Hickenlooper has an excuse. He's a pro-abort. But what's the excuse of a pro-life governor like, for example, Bobby Jindal of Louisiana? What's his excuse?
Mm. Hey, Greg, let's include a couple other discussions on this. It's all so relevant, and the refusal by so many to acknowledge fundamental principles of right and wrong as revealed to us by God. The Barna Group has released a new study. This is about young people's views on recycling and pornography, among other topics. And Greg, here on Bob and Yurt Live for 25 years, our anniversary is coming up in May, 25 years on the air. we have criticized the obsession with recycling, pointing out that it is promoting an alternative value system, and that when it's in the context of denying the creator, you are getting people to then worship the creation. So they literally are worshiping the earth. They're worshiping
Romans chapter 1.
Yeah. They're worshiping dirt and rocks and plants and water. That's what they're worshiping. And so the Barna Group, which has been praised by George Gallup for being extremely professional in their ability to get a good sense of the belief system of the nation, the Barna Group did a major survey and found that less than a third of young people believe that pornography is usually or always wrong to watch pornography. Less than a third, but more than a half say that it is usually or always wrong to not recycle. To not recycle. I think that is a vindication of our effort for 25 years to warn parents. And so that's why over and over we would make fun of recycling programs, especially when the government has to run them because they're not profitable. They're so expensive. They have to be subsidized, and they end up wasting more energy than, I mean, not always. It depends on the program, of course. But yeah. It's a worldview issue. They are undermining respect for the Creator God, and they are getting kids to worship Mother Earth. And I think that statistic points that out explicitly, that morality, actual morality as revealed by God against fornication, sexual immorality, that less than a third of young people say that pornography, watching pornography, is wrong.
That's right. It reminds me, Bob, of the last verse in the book of Judges. And in those days, Israel had no king. Everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
Wow.
And when Jesus ceased being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings in the United States of America, we ceased. Tocqueville said America is great because she is good, right? Well, we ceased becoming good a long time ago, and it happened, I believe, to coincide with the rejection of God's word as the transcendent moral authority by which all determinations of right and wrong have been made for even 300 years of American history, even predating our founding. Mm. And so this is the, what do you call it? You have an article up on kgov.com about marijuana, and it's called the negative effects of abortion regulations is the evil weed, right?
Well, the negative effects of marijuana, kgov.com/pot. And in fact, Greg, I'm thrilled that that article is climbing through the Google rankings. Marijuana is an extremely competitive search term online. And negative effects of marijuana, a lot of people search for that. They want to know. And so, Lord willing, we believe sometime this year we're going to end up on page one, and we're headed there. We've climbed about 400 pages over the last 3 years. And so we're
Tom Tancredi will read some of the stuff that you've written, but it's that, you know, and I didn't mean to sidetrack us with marijuana.
Yeah.
But I guess as it pertains to what you were talking about this Barna study, is that when God's word ceased being the plumb line by which right and wrong are measured, then everybody does what is right in their own eyes. So this is the result of what? This is the result of a generation or two of moral relativism being taught. If it feels good, do it.
Hey,
being
Greg,
taught.
This is the way you just said it. When God's word, the revelation of God's word, is no longer the standard, that's one reason, and I don't know what you'll think about this, but I have never climbed on board with the natural law terminology, because we identified it, and this again was decades ago. The natural law movement in America a couple hundred years ago, it never really took off because everyone disagreed what the natural law was. Like if you look at nature and animals and you see the way they behave, You certainly can't make a moral standard out of the way animals behave, because we're not animals, we're people. And so it turns out that God's law, as revealed, in fact, even on tablets of stone, so that we would understand that these are his principles, not subject to mankind's amendments. The claim that we're going to follow natural law has always seemed to me to be a way of stepping aside the uncomfortable public claim that we have an obligation to uphold God's revealed law. And so natural law tended to be conservatives who rather not be embarrassed to say that God has revealed his standards of right and wrong in the Bible, and those are the standards that we need to enforce in law. Those are the standards we need to abide by. So at any rate, natural law, all my natural law friends, they're strong Christians. I just have, here at Bob and Yurt Live, we've never bought into that terminology. Just to mention that.
Well, yeah, because it waters down the significance of God's word as the plumb line. And I agree with you, Bob, and I think, when did that start? Well, primarily it started during our founding, when the Constitution was drafted by a lot of men who might have had a lot of integrity and may have had a biblical worldview in many regards, but were theistic rationalists in many regards. And I'm not deist, and nor were they atheists. They were theistic rationalists. They believed in kind of a syncretistic worldview, denied certain parts of the Bible, but certainly they were, I believe, a lot different than our original founders, than those who came over here on the Mayflower, the Puritans and the Pilgrims, who truly did believe that God's word, divinely revealed word, was the plumb line by which all behavior should be measured. And we are way far away from that, my friend.
So, Greg, when I opened the show, I gave a program note a week from Friday on Real Science Radio here, 3 o'clock Friday afternoon. We are going to interview, and this is big news for us. This is quite a coup. The inventor of the MRI. I am ecstatic about this upcoming interview, because not only is he a brilliant scientist, I mean, he's a medical doctor who had to take on the role of a physicist in order to invent and build the MRI. And that's Dr. Raymond Damadian. But, Greg, you know, he not only got the patent, there are over 4,000 patents by dozens of companies for the MRI. Dr. Damadian got the very first patent. This was his invention, his idea. And a dozen companies right away started building MRI machines, including the big guys, Johnson & Johnson, General Electric. He sued General Electric. It went to court. He got a $128 million judgment against General Electric. And 2 days later, they deposited the money into his checking account for his business, Fonar, because the case against them was open and shut. Dr. Raymond Damadian is the inventor of the MRI. And guess what the Nobel Prize Committee did? They are strongly anti-Christian in their worldview, a secular, godless worldview, especially against creation, that God created us. They stole Dr. Damadian's discovery and gave credit to two other scientists instead of Dr. Damadian. And it's an outrage. I'm thankful that Dr. Damadian has won in the court of law, and that these companies have been forced to pay him royalties for his discovery. But to this day, Nobel Foundation, they have not corrected the record. And so I can't wait for this interview.
Wow. Well, congratulations on getting that interview, Bob. I can hardly wait to hear it. That's groundbreaking. And that's going to be on Real Science Radio?
Yes, Real Science Radio, a week from Friday. And I tell you, Dr. Damadian, he loves the Lord. He's a strong Christian. He's a creationist, a biblical creationist. He's not ashamed of that. And that's why he, you know, got the persecution, undoubtedly. In fact, from the beginning, the New York Times and others would do everything they can. Greg, let me give you one example of something I'll ask Dr. Damedian about. When he made the first scan, magnetic resonance imaging scan of a human body, one of his team members, they put out a press release. They had a press conference. The New York Times came. Television reporters came. And he showed them the scans. I mean, this is historic. Millions of people every year are scanned by MRIs around the world. Countless thousands of lives saved. And here's how the New York Times reported it. They reported it as a failure because he didn't find a tumor in his team member's body. And he created this technology to find tumors. So his team member didn't have cancer. I mean, they were really glad that he didn't have cancer. But instead of announcing to the world this incredible discovery, it's reported as a failure, a full body magnetic resonance imaging scan, because the guy didn't have cancer. Just
wow.
It's a shocking example of the hatred of the world to those who profess the name of Christ.
Absolutely. Hey, Bob, I know we only have a few minutes left, and I just wanted to, if I could, just thank you for all the times you've had me on your show, number one. It's always a tremendous honor and a blessing. That's for starters. And number two, I know that you guys have the telethon going on, and if you wouldn't mind, I just want to share with you a couple of things that I purchased from kgov.com.
Please do, because we're up to $2,700 in our $30,000 goal, so almost at 10%.
Well, I hope that people that appreciate your show will decide in their heart what to give and be generous, and if you could give out the number, that would be great, because, I mean, Bob, there is nothing like you. You are a treasure here in Denver, a voice of truth and righteousness, talking about the issues that virtually no one else will touch, frankly, on the radio. And I know I'm thankful for you. I know that there are thousands of us around Colorado, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, that are so grateful for your ministry. And people can just go to kgov.com, kgov.com, and not only donate to keep you guys on the air, it's very simple to do, but also I just want to share a couple of the things that I've purchased over the year for my family. One is the Jonathan Park series for kids.
Oh, yeah, isn't
that if you're in the car and you want to teach your kids a biblical worldview regarding creation and help reverse the indoctrination that they might be receiving in terms of
it's just tremendous. And we have a handful of those in our inventory right now. And, Greg, there's the music. We're absolutely out of time. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Bob. Love you.
So the website, kgov.com, the phone number, 800-ANUR, 1-800-836-9278. Please make a donation, one time or repeating. God bless you.